maybe find a place that the Lord can bless us. Praise God. And praise the Lord. If you would, look with me in your Bible. Turn to you with your Bible to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah. Praise the Lord. School tomorrow, 8:30. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 1 is where we'll read. Praise the Lord. How many of you here were here last night? I didn't. Good. Appreciate that. Amen. Verse 1. Sing. Saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood any more. For thy Maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth shall he be called. For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou wast refused, saith thy God. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. Amen. Notice especially verse 2. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. Amen. Stretch. Stretch. Sometimes some things need to be stretched a little bit. Right? Tell you, men, how many of you know what those expand-waist pants are all about? Praise the Lord. The man that invented those pants, he's going to have a special place. Man, I'm telling you why. You know why? They stretch. I can stay in a 32 if they'll stretch far enough. You know what I mean? Man, that's awesome. Stretching's not bad. Not a bad thing. I was talking last night, and stretching, it's beneficial. I believe it was, I think I was talking to Brother Rob at their workplace there at Ameren. They stretch in the mornings. Still do that, Brother Rob? Go through the stretching routines and stretch your muscles and get stretched out. And the reason why they do that is it helps prevent injuries. Stay stretched. You know? Makes sense. Stretching is good for you. Now, I know what some of you are. I like to stretch too, Brother David. That verse right there, the verses that I read to you. Notice in the verse 1, it talks about being barren. Those that did us not bear. Those that did not travail with child. Notice it uses the word desolate in there. It's a kind of a sad state. The Lord, and even the last verse that I read to you, he says, for a small moment have I forsaken thee. It's as if the Lord had shut the people of Israel out. But now the Lord is calling them and he's saying, you know what? Now's a time that I'm going to pour my blessings out on you. Now's a time that I'm going to get ready to do something great in your in among you, among my people. I'm getting ready to bring a revival. I'm getting ready to bring a restoration. I'm getting ready to do something marvelous and miraculous in the heart of my people. And God's telling them, get ready. Get ready. Prepare yourself. Get yourself ready for what God is getting ready to do. You notice he don't tell them to wait until they're expecting to add on and enlarge the place of their tent. But he tells them now's the time to do it. Now's the time to expand. Now's the time to reach out. Now's the time to get ready for the blessings that's going to be poured out upon your life. Now's the time to get ready for it. Because God is telling his people and preparing his people for what great things that he is getting ready to do for them. He gives them those instructions there, and he tells them what they need to do in order to be ready for what he is getting ready to do. He says, enlarge the place of thy tent. Get ready to expand. Get ready to stretch forth the curtains of thine habitation. Get ready because God is getting ready to do something for you and in your life. He says, spare not. Spare not. Lengthen the cords. Strengthen the stakes. Man, the illustration of a tent. And he tells them, you need to make the tent bigger. You need to make the tent bigger. You need more fabric. You need to make the tent larger. You need to enlarge the place of your tent. You need to make it higher. You need to stretch it out. Then you need to strengthen the stakes and lengthen the cords. And you need to get ready because God is getting ready to do something for his people. Hallelujah. How many of you love for the Lord to do something glorious for you in 2015? Wouldn't it be awesome to see the Lord, amen, pour something out upon your life in this upcoming year? It'd be great to see the Lord, amen, pour out revival, amen, in Bethel Chapel and do a marvelous and glorious work right here in this church. It'd be great for us to see God bring a revival of lost souls and backsliders and bring them to God and see them come back to the Lord. Amen. It'd be awesome to see the Lord pour out a blessing, amen, of the Holy Ghost upon children, upon young people, upon adults, and see people filled with the Holy Ghost. It'd be glorious to see God do that. But I want to know, are you ready for what God wants to do in your life? Are you ready for what God wants to pour out? Are you ready for what God wants to work in your life? Amen. God says, stretch. Don't be stingy. Don't be stingy. And strengthen. There's two words that are used there. Lengthen is more of is like an extension, to extend, to expand. Strengthen is intensity, and make it stronger, more intense. When you think about those two words, lengthen, to extend, to make room, to stretch yourself. Amen, because God is getting ready to do something. The Lord is telling them, hey, if you want my blessing, you better get ready for what I'm getting ready to do for you. Amen. You need to stretch yourself a little bit. Amen. Make room for what God wants to pour out in your life. Amen. The other day, I was trying to pour something from a big bottle into a smaller bottle. The bottle I was pouring into had this opening that was small. And I was creating more of a mess, trying to get pour from the big bottle into the small bottle. And I'm thinking, you know what? I need is a funnel. What something, you know what that does? It expands that opening. And I can pour, amen, from the big bottle more quickly, more efficiently into the small bottle. Amen. What God wants to do is he wants to pour something out into your life. God wants to pour a blessing out upon your life. But are you ready? Are you ready for what God wants to do? You know what? It is beyond our imagination what good things God would like to do in our life. It is beyond what we could even think, I mean, what God would like to do in Bethel Chapel. It is hard to imagine what God would like to do in your life as an individual. And what God would like to do in your ministry as an individual. It's hard for us to imagine, amen, we cannot fathom in our mind, amen, the greatness of God and what God would envision and what God would want to do in our life, amen, because many times we come and we present ourselves with our little bitty. Can you hit that spot right there, Lord? Can you pour it out in there? Can you pour it out right there, Lord? And we our vision, our expectancy, amen, what we expect from God has become so boxed in, so small. Amen. When we pray, it affects how we pray. It affects how we worship. It affects how we come to, how we approach God. Amen. And what we expect from God. Amen. When we come and we feel a little good, a little bit good in a service, amen, we leave and say, wow, that was great. Amen. Is that really all that God wants to do? Is just so you feel good? Oh, I believe that God has something much greater. Amen. That God would like to do in 2015 right here in Bethel Chapel. Amen, right here in your life. Amen, right now in your family. Amen, I believe that God would like to pour out something. Amen, that you could not even contain it all. Amen, the Bible tells us he could open up the windows of heaven, pour us out a blessing that we cannot contain. Amen, if God's going to open up the windows of heaven and pour it out, we're going to have something, amen, to accumulate and to catch it all. Amen, we don't want it all to go to waste. Amen, God is ready to do something good in your life, in the church. Amen, but are we ready, amen, to receive what God has? Amen, are we ready? Are you ready? Oh, sure, brother. Amen, bring it on. Amen, whatever you, what, man, come on, Lord, pour it out, pour it out, pour it out. Really? Are you ready for what? Are you ready? I think sometimes we say we're ready because we cannot imagine what great things God would want to do for you. Man, the blessings of God, amen, that he would like to pour out upon you, amen, but our capacity to receive is so limited. Oh, God, help us. Man, God wants to do more. God wants to do more. Are you ready to receive what God has? Are you ready to receive, amen, what God's getting ready to pour out? Hallelujah. Amen. If I tried to, you know, I mean, sometimes I get big visions, you know? Big visions, Brother Game. I think, boy, better not share that with many people. Better not share that with many people. Man, you share that with the wrong person, they, what? You're out of your mind. That's never going to happen. That'll never take place. You've got to be crazy. You've got to be crazy. That ain't ever going to happen, man. I'll tell you what, you come in, you know, with your big vision. Oh, yes, this is what God's going to do. This is what God's going to do. When you leave, it's like, oh, you're right. Man, what was I thinking? That's the most, I'm so crazy. I don't know what I was thinking of me. Imagine that. Hey, man, I believe God can do some glorious things. Hey, man, all I got to know, though, God, I know you're able. I know what you're capable of, God. I know what you can do. But, Lord, I'm worried about me, God, being able to receive and be able to handle what all God can pour out upon us. Hallelujah. Amen. We could all, if the blessings of God, the blessings of God that God could pour out in your life. Amen. I've been praying, Lord, we need to see miracles. We need to see miracles in Bethel Chapel. I mean, Lord, we need to see people healed. We need to see people just receive a miracle. We need to see God do some things that when we see the work of God, we say, wow, that was a miracle. That was a miracle. Man, with no doubt, with no question in our mind, that was God, and he just did a miracle. Hallelujah. We need to see God do that. Man, we need to see God do it in the church. We need to see God do it in your life. Man, I believe God can do financial miracles. Yeah. You know, if I told you, amen, wouldn't it be, you know, God could give us $1 million in Bethel Chapel this year? Brother Dave, come on. If there was $1 million check that came in the offering, Brother Don, amen, he'd have a stroke down there, and we'd have to have two miracles. Amen. First, the miracle of the $1 million check, and the miracle of the resurrection of Brother Don. Amen. Because you know what? But God can do those things. Amen. God can bless us. God can do a miracle. God can heal. God can work miracles among us. Are we ready? Are we ready? Amen. To see what God can do in our life. What do you need God to do in your family? Amen. God can pour out blessings in your life and in your family that you cannot imagine. Amen. And begin to wonder, oh God, what great things that you have in store. Man, think about it. Think about it. Hallelujah. God can bless you in such an abundant way that you could stand in awe at the miracle of God. Hallelujah. Something I've been praying is that, you know, God has blessed us with some wonderful young people that has come in off of the bus ministry, and they are some awesome, wonderful people. They are good Christian young people. And I've got some of the greatest confidence in some of these young people. I really do. And I'm saying that from the bottom of my heart. I have great respect and a lot. I tell you what, I just feel I'm very proud of them in a godly way, okay? Can I say that? Hey, man, I'm very proud of them. But you know what I've been praying? Lord, we need to see their family saved. They need to see their family saved. Wouldn't it be awesome to see Kimmy's dad get saved? Wouldn't it be awesome to see Mackenzie's mom come to church and give her life to the Lord? Wouldn't it be awesome to see some of their parents, amen, walking through the door and giving their life to the Lord? Amen. I believe that God can do that. Amen. But are we ready to receive that? Are we ready to receive that? Amen. God's able to do some glorious miracles, some mighty things. Amen. But we've got to be ready. Amen. To say, Lord, do it. Do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to get your appetite for the blessings of God, because when I start preaching here in just a minute, okay, I want you to be able to receive what I'm going to tell you, and maybe you, okay, because you got to have an appetite for it. You got to have an appetite for it, right? Amen. It's kind of like smelling the apple pie cooking in the oven. Man, when you smell the apple pie cooking in the oven, hey, man, you can't wait for it to get out. And by the time it's out, you're ready to have a piece. It's hot, brother. It's hot, David. It's hot, David. It'll burn you. Put some ice cream on it. It'll help it cool it down. But we've got to eat it. We've got to eat it. We've got to eat it. Hey, man, it's chocolate chips cookies in the oven that's cooking. You smell them. And then you say, oh, when are they about done? And when the buzzer goes, you're scraping them off. And then, you know, you got to have it. Amen. I'm trying to create an appetite for what God wants to do in your life. Amen. Can you envision? Can you sense the blessing of God that he wants to do in a church? Amen. Oh, I believe that God can do it if we're ready. If we're ready to receive. Amen. What the Lord is going to do for us. Amen. Are you ready? Can I start preaching now? Hey, man, are you ready? Okay, I'll give you one more here. Hey, man, you know what? The Lord is ready to do it. Hey, man, he tells them, hey, man, get ready. Hey, man, you've been without. You've been neglected. You've been starved. You've been famished. Hey, man, you've been desolate. You've been barren. You've not been seeing the blessings of God. Hey, man, but now I'm getting ready to do it, and you better get ready to receive it. Hey, man, I believe God's getting ready to do it for your life. Hey, man, are you ready to receive it? Hallelujah. All right. Number one, stretch. Stretch. And you gotta expand. You gotta expand. Are you ready to expand? Stretch yourself. Hey man, you know what? Here you are. Hey man, but you need to expand and you need to stretch yourself. You need to stretch yourself beyond what you thought you were. Amen. Here you've lived, you've been in the box of your Christian walk. Amen. But I believe it's time to expand your walk with God. Expand your Christian experience. Expand, amen, and be ready to receive what God has. Amen. If you want to receive, stretch yourself. Stretch yourself and see what good things God can do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Patrick? Pull the bow back. And there's that little bitty circle out there on the target, like that big, that when it's 40 yards away, you're trying to see it. You pull back and hit the target. Man, it'd make it a lot easier, old Logan, okay? If the target was this big, that circle was this big around. Wouldn't it? Amen. The Lord's ready to pour out a blessing. And if even worse than that, when that circle this big, if it was going. And that's how we are in our walk with God. We're trying like, okay, God, where's your blessing? And we're here and there and everywhere, and we're not. You know what? Begin to expand yourself. Stretch yourself in God. Amen. Because God is getting ready to do something. You got to be able to receive it. Amen. You need to stretch yourself in your prayer life, in your Bible reading, in your devotion life. Amen. You said, Lord, I've read my Bible. I prayed last year. Amen. Pray more. Read the word more. Amen. Stretch yourself farther. Amen. The more that you stretch, amen, the greater the chance of receiving something from God. Man, if one chapter ministered to your soul, what will two do? If one chapter of the Bible, amen, set your soul free, what will five chapters do? Hallelujah. If 15 minutes of prayer, amen, made you feel like you had victory, what would 1 hour of prayer do? Amen. What kind of victory would you have? Amen. If 15 minutes of prayer made you feel like you experienced a breakthrough, amen, what would it do in an hour? What kind of a breakthrough would we have? Amen. By stretching ourselves and doing more. Amen. I believe that we can see God do more in our life. Hallelujah. Stretch in our devotions. Amen. It just gives us more opportunity for God to speak to us, for God to work through us. Amen. For the blessings of God to work and do something great. Stretch yourself. Amen. Stretch yourself. Stretch your work for God. Amen. Stretch out in your work for God. You know what? Whatever your ministry is in Bethel Chapel. Amen. You know what? You can say, well, man, I dedicate myself pretty much to that ministry that I have in Bethel Chapel. Can you give more? Can you do more? Can you stretch yourself a little bit farther? Amen. You've heard yourself being stretched thin. Amen. It surely wouldn't hurt me a little bit to be stretched thin. Amen. And you know what? Amen. We need to stretch a little more. Amen. Find room to do more for God and work for God. Amen. Push some things aside. Amen. Because here's the one thing I know. Amen. The blessings of God and the benefits of God are much greater. Amen. And they're much more wonderful. Amen. And you can count on them. You can take it to the bank. Amen. That God will bless you. Yeah. See, we focus on all the wrong things. Hoping. Yeah. It's kind of like life's lottery. You know? Well, I'm doing this, doing this, doing this, doing this, trying to make ends meet, trying to get ahead, trying to get blessed, trying to find this, trying to do this. Amen. And we don't make any more room for God. We just add silly stuff to our life, constantly adding more silly stuff to our life. Amen. And you know what? I can tell you this. If you want the blessing of God, stretch yourself. Amen. Stretch yourself. Say, you know what? I'm going to make more room in my life for God. I'm going to make more room in my life for the work of God. I'm going to make more room in my life for the ministry that I have. Amen. That God has given me. And I believe when you do that, when you begin to stretch yourself, God's blessings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The blessings of the Lord. Stretch. Stretch ourselves. I believe we can do better in our worship. I believe we can stretch ourselves in our worship. I believe that when we come, you know what? We don't, I wish we'd throw the clock away, right? And just say, Lord, just bless us, Lord. God, just bless us. Let him move, have a move of God. Let the Spirit of God move on. Stretch ourselves in our worship. Go farther. Amen. Do more. Amen. Worship God more. Amen. Get some liberty. Amen. Like the preacher preached us this morning. Amen. We don't worship, just don't have to take place in a church. Amen. But worship can take place all week long. Amen. Find a way to expand and stretch your worship. Amen. Your intensity in God, your passion. Stretch your passion out for God. Amen. Say, Lord, I want to have more. Ah, hallelujah. Stretch. If you want God to do more in your life, you're ready to see, you better stretch yourself. Stretch yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't be stingy. Notice what it says? He says, spare not. I say, don't be stingy. Come on, we're talking about God here. We're not talking about, you know, giving a few extra dollars to your kids on the Sunday night after church so they can go eat somewhere. All right? Hey, man, come on. It's like Brother Bill Houston used to call everybody a stingy gut when he prayed for him, prayed over the offering. God, help all the stingy guts. Amen. But sometimes that's what we become when we come to the house of God. You know what? Amen. You know what? It don't hurt to stretch yourself. You know, bing, it just came in my mind. You know, amen. Stretch yourself. Stretch yourself. Stretch yourself from 10 to 12. Percent, that is. Stretch yourself. Well, Lord, I don't feel like that's right. Stretch yourself. See what God does. See what God does. Hallelujah. Amen. When you stretch yourself and don't get stingy about it. Yeah, somebody, Lord, I'm yours. My whole life is yours. My family's yours. God, I dedicated my children to you. They're yours, Lord. So what do I have to be stingy about? Everything I have belongs to God. He's just letting you use it. Right? Don't be stingy. And say, Lord. Ah. Amen. We don't wash our communion cups here. Some of us have that same stinginess about us, right? That we would wash. Amen. That we got to be sparing. Got to be sparing. I think, you know what? Don't be stingy when it comes to God. Because the great thing that God's going to pour out on your life, don't be stingy about it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You can go take your talent and you can bury it in the ground if you want to. Stingy gut. Okay? Excuse me, brother stingy gut. But you can bury it in the ground if you want to. Amen. But I can tell you this, if you try to do something with it, God will bless it. Amen. You'll see God. Amen. Pour out on your life. Amen. Notice what he says. Don't be stingy. Strengthen. Man, there needs to be intensity in what we're doing. I was reading a blog that I read. It's talking about how to tie a tent stake. I've been doing it wrong for all these years, apparently. Maybe that's why my tents always fell. But you know what they do on those big tents? They take and they drive a stake in the ground, and they tie their cord around that stake. But then, back about 5 feet, they'll drive another stake in the ground. And they'll bring that cord from this one over, and they'll tie it around this one. And this one gives strength to this one. And if you look at those huge circus tents, sometimes they will have multiple stakes going back, and each one strengthening and tying off and giving strength to the one in front of it. Amen. Can I tell you? Amen. There is a need for us to be strong. Amen. For us to strengthen ourselves. Amen. And one way to strengthen ourselves is to rely on each other and the brothers and sisters around us. Amen. There is a strength that comes from that. Amen. Because when one is weak, the other one makes us strong. Amen. But I believe, amen, the blessings of God, amen, that he wants to pour out upon us. Amen. Your faith may waver, but I want to encourage you today, if I can somehow strengthen your faith and tell you, amen, God wants to do something in your life. Amen. Don't give up on it now. Amen. Don't quit now. Don't be stingy. Amen. Don't be afraid to stretch out. Amen. And receive what God wants. If I could strengthen your faith tonight, if I could somehow add a little bit of strength to what God is already talking to your heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe it's by one witness. Maybe it's by two witnesses. Amen. I believe the Lord's going to encourage you to do more, to stretch out, because God's getting ready to pour it out on you. Church, are you ready for it? Amen. You say, Brother David, what are you trying to pump us up for? Well, maybe I've just got super high aspirations. Maybe I just have high expectations. But I know the God that I believe in. I know he's a God that can and will and wants to do something much greater in our life and in our church if we will stretch ourselves. Stretch ourselves to receive what God's getting ready to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can bring your basket from 2014 if you want to. The Bible uses that. Remember the Lord talked about putting new wine into old wineskins? Remember that? Why can't you put new wine into old wineskins? Because they wouldn't expand. They wouldn't stretch. And eventually they would burst. That was the purpose. So if you want to receive your blessing in your same old 2014 wineskin, you may lose it. But I want God to do something new and fresh in my life. I want to come expecting God to do something much more glorious. Hallelujah. Praise God. What's your expectancy? Can you stretch yourself to receive all that God has for you and your family? Can you stretch yourself for what God wants to do in Bethel Chapel? Hallelujah. Maybe your vision needs to be stretched, right? Maybe your vision needs to be stretched. Praise God. Stand with me if you would. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I would just lift our hands to heaven right now and just talk to the Lord for a moment. Hallelujah. Speak to us, Lord. Speak to us, God. Speak to us, God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. God, somehow, Lord Jesus. God, let us sense what you're wanting to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Do you believe that God would like to save souls? Do you really believe that? Then let me ask you. Why is Bethel Chapel not full? You believe that God really wants to send revival, let me ask you, why is Bethel Chapel not in a perpetual state of revival? Do you really believe that Bethel Chapel, that this building right here could be full on a Sunday night? I mean, every seat full. Do you believe God can do that? I believe God can do that. But let me ask you, why is it not? Is it because maybe we, myself included, has not stretched ourselves to receive what the Lord wants to pour out? Man, I'm praying, God, pour it out in our life. Pour it out in our life. Hey, man, I've been praying. I've been praying, as I mentioned, I've been praying for some of our bus children's parents and families. I've been praying for them for some weeks now. Man. Felt like the Lord had laid on my heart something about Patrick's family. That, you know, there may be a day that Patrick gets to see his family come to the Lord. Maybe brothers, mom, whoever. And it may be not through my ministry, but it might be through his ministry. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Amen.
Patrick, wouldn't that be awesome to see that happen?
Amen.
Amen. Through your ministry? I believe God can do that, Patrick. Stretch yourself, son. Stretch yourself and say, Lord, you can do it. And I've been praying about that. And then last night, Kimmy's dad came to church with her. I had a privilege to pray with him for a little bit back there. Man, talk to him a little bit and pray with him. Hey, man, I'd love to see God get a hold of Tim. I'd love to see God touch his life and save him. Hey, man. His words to me was, some things need to change. Some things need to change. Hey, man, I believe that God can do something there. Hey, man, Kimmy, just keep up, sis. Keep up. Hey, man. Praise God. He shared with me, you know, that Kimmy's grandpa was a preacher. Kimmy's great-grandpa was a preacher. Pastored churches, all right? Preacher. He told me, he says, I feel like the spirit of my father and my grandfather are on that girl. Amen. I believe that.
I believe it.
I believe that. Hallelujah. The prayers of a grandfather and a great-grandfather. Amen. Just extend down generations. But I'm believing in God for complete a revival in those families. A revival in those families. It can happen, church. Amen. It can happen. Amen. We can begin to see ourselves stretch. Amen. Can we do that? Amen. Can we stretch in order that we receive the blessings of God? Amen. In order that we see those things in our heart and life. What are you needing God to do in your family? What are you needing to see God do in your family? Stretch yourself. Stretch yourself. Amen. Say, Lord, I'll do more. I'll pray more. I'll give more. I'll work more. God, I'll do whatever I have to do. Lord, stretch me. Stretch me, Lord. Hallelujah. Church, let's come to the altar right now. Amen. Let's come and ask God, amen, to begin to work on us.
Take my hands, Lord, and my
my feet. Touch my heart, Lord, speak through me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
With my everything, oh Lord,
Lord,